How to communicate better in romantic relationships. Communication is the lifeblood of any romantic relationship. It's the bridge that connects two separate worlds, allowing partners to understand each other's thoughts, feelings, desires, and fears. Yet, despite its fundamental importance, effective communication remains one of the most challenging aspects of maintaining a healthy relationship. When communication breaks down, misunderstandings multiply, resentment builds, and emotional distance grows often before couples even realize what's happening. The truth is that none of us are born knowing how to communicate effectively in intimate relationships. These skills must be learned, practiced, and continuously refined. Studies show that couples who communicate effectively experience greater relationship satisfaction, deeper emotional intimacy, and better conflict resolution. The good news is that anyone can learn to become a better communicator with the right tools and commitment. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore practical strategies to transform how you connect with your partner. Whether you're navigating a communication crisis or simply wanting to deepen your bond, these evidence-based approaches can help you create a relationship where both partners feel heard, understood, and valued. The foundation of healthy communication. Before diving into specific techniques, it's essential to understand the core elements that create a strong communication foundation in your relationship. These fundamentals set the stage for all meaningful exchanges between partners. Active listening, the art of being fully present. Perhaps the most crucial communication skill isn't about speaking at all, it's about listening. Active listening means being fully engaged in what your partner is saying, without planning your response or waiting for your turn to speak. Even during heated moments, communicating with love requires slowing down and truly hearing your partner's perspective. Active listening involves several key behaviors. Maintaining eye contact to show you are engaged. Putting away distractions like phones or other devices. Offering verbal affirmations such as "I understand" or "I hear what you're saying." Asking clarifying questions to ensure you truly grasp their meaning. Reflecting back what you've heard to confirm understanding. This type of listening creates a profound sense of being valued in your partner. When someone truly listens to us, we feel seen and validated in a way that builds trust and emotional intimacy. Creating safe spaces for honest dialogue. For communication to flourish, both partners need to feel emotionally safe. A communication safe space is an environment where partners can express thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment, criticism, or rejection. Creating this psychological safety is fundamental for maintaining a deep connection with your partner. To create this safe space, agree to ground rules for difficult conversations. Monitor your tone and body language, as these can communicate more than words. Avoid interrupting or dismissing your partner's perspective. Respond with curiosity rather than defensiveness. Commit to confidentiality about sensitive discussions. These practices help establish an atmosphere where vulnerability can thrive, and vulnerability is essential for authentic connection. Embracing vulnerability and emotional honesty. Meaningful communication requires emotional honesty, which means being willing to share not just surface-level information but also your deeper feelings, fears, and needs. This vulnerability can be uncomfortable, especially for those who have experienced hurt in past relationships or grew up in environments where emotional expression wasn't encouraged. Learning how to have deep, meaningful conversations that feel natural rather than forced is a skill that develops with practice. Start with smaller disclosures and gradually work towards sharing more significant vulnerabilities as trust builds. Remember that vulnerability is a two-way street. It's about both sharing authentically and creating space for your partner to do the same without judgment or attempts to fix their emotions. Common communication pitfalls in relationships. Even with the best intentions, couples often fall into destructive communication patterns that erode connection over time. Recognizing these patterns is the first step toward changing them. The Four Horsemen, warning signs of communication breakdown. Relationship researcher Dr. John Gottman identified four communication patterns so destructive he called them the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse because they predict relationship failure with remarkable accuracy. Criticism, attacking your partner's character rather than addressing specific behaviors. Defensiveness, refusing to accept responsibility and instead counter-attacking. Contempt, communicating from a position of superiority through mockery, sarcasm, or disrespect. Stonewalling, withdrawing from the interaction through silence or physical departure. When these patterns become habitual, they create a cycle of negativity that's difficult to break. Learning to recognize when you're engaging in these behaviors is crucial for changing course. Mind reading and assumptions. Another common pitfall is assuming you know what your partner is thinking or feeling without actually asking them. This mind reading often leads to misunderstandings and conflict. For example, your partner might be quiet after work, and you assume they're angry with you when they're actually processing a difficult work situation. Acting on these assumptions without verification creates unnecessary tension. Instead of mind reading, practice curiosity. Ask open-ended questions like, "You seem quiet tonight, what's on your mind?" This approach invites authentic sharing rather than defensive reactions. The impact of poor communication on intimacy. When communication breaks down, intimacy, both emotional and physical, typically follows. Partners begin to feel disconnected, misunderstood, and lonely, even while sharing the same space. Many struggling couples report feeling like their relationship is failing specifically because of communication issues. This emotional distance often manifests in decreased physical affection and sexual intimacy. Parallel living, sharing space but not experiences. Seeking emotional connection outside the relationship. Increasing conflict over minor issues. Feeling like roommates rather than partners. Recognizing these warning signs early allows couples to address communication problems before they create irreparable damage to the relationship. Effective communication strategies. Now that we understand the foundation and common pitfalls, let's explore specific strategies that can transform how you communicate with your partner. Using I statements to reduce defensiveness. One of the most effective communication tools is the I statement. Instead of saying, "You never listen to me," which typically triggers defensiveness, try, "I feel unheard when our conversations get interrupted, and I would appreciate if we could find a time to talk without distractions." This approach takes ownership of your feelings, describes the situation objectively, explains the impact on you, makes a specific, positive request. I statements reduce the likelihood that your partner will feel attacked, creating space for productive conversation rather than defensive reactions. Setting and respecting boundaries. Healthy relationships require clear boundaries, the invisible lines that define where you end and your partner begins. Learning how to set boundaries without feeling guilty is essential for maintaining your emotional well-being while fostering a respectful partnership. Effective boundary setting involves clearly defining what is and isn't acceptable to you. Communicating these boundaries calmly and directly. Being consistent in upholding your boundaries. Respecting your partner's boundaries with equal care. Renegotiating boundaries as the relationship evolves. Remember that boundaries aren't meant to control your partner but to communicate your needs and create mutual respect. When both partners honor each other's boundaries, trust and safety flourish. Timing your conversations appropriately. When you initiate difficult conversations can be just as important as how you approach them. Trying to discuss relationship issues when either partner is hungry, tired, stressed, or distracted typically leads to poor outcomes. Consider these timing principles. Ask if it's a good time to talk rather than launching into serious topics. Avoid the ambush of bringing up issues as soon as your partner walks in the door. Schedule important conversations when both partners are rested and present. Recognize when a conversation needs to be paused and resumed later. Be mindful of external stressors that might affect communication quality. Setting aside dedicated time for relationship conversations signals their importance and creates conditions for more productive dialogue. Navigating difficult conversations. Even with strong communication skills, certain topics remain challenging to discuss. Learning to navigate these conversations effectively is crucial for relationship growth. Approaching sensitive topics with care. Some conversations inherently carry more emotional charge. Discussions about finances, intimacy issues, family planning, or past relationship wounds, for example. Managing conflict in relationships requires specific approaches that preserve connection while addressing difficult issues. When approaching sensitive topics, signal your positive intent, "I'm bringing this up because I care about us." Frame the conversation as "us against the problem" rather than "me against you." Acknowledge the difficulty of the topic up front. Use a soft start up rather than launching with accusations. Express appreciation for your partner's willingness to engage. These approaches create a collaborative atmosphere that makes difficult conversations more productive and less threatening. Managing emotions during conflict. Learning how to speak calmly when emotions run high is a transformative skill that prevents conversations from escalating into damaging arguments. This doesn't mean suppressing emotions but rather expressing them in constructive ways. Effective emotional regulation strategies include recognizing your own emotional triggers. Taking brief timeouts when emotions become overwhelming. Using deep breathing to calm your nervous system. Naming your emotions specifically, "I'm feeling frustrated," rather than just acting frustrated. Focusing on the present issue rather than bringing up past grievances. Remember that it's okay to pause a conversation if emotions become too intense. Agreeing on a specific time to resume the discussion ensures that issues won't be left unresolved. The power of repair attempts. Even in the healthiest relationships, communication breaks down sometimes. What distinguishes successful couples isn't the absence of conflict but their ability to repair the connection afterward. Repair attempts are gestures or statements aimed at reducing tension and re-establishing connection during or after conflict. These might include offering a sincere apology for your part in a miscommunication, using humor appropriately to defuse tension, taking responsibility for communication missteps, expressing appreciation for your partner despite disagreement, physically reconnecting through touch when appropriate. Learning to recognize and respond to each other's repair attempts strengthens your relationship's resilience and prevents minor disagreements from causing lasting damage. Building deeper connection through communication. Beyond avoiding pitfalls, effective communication can actively deepen your connection and foster greater intimacy. Creating meaningful dialogue. Everyday conversation often focuses on logistics and surface-level information: who will pick up groceries, how is work, what's happening this weekend. While these exchanges are necessary, relationships thrive on deeper dialogue. To create more meaningful conversations, set aside technology-free time to focus on each other. Ask open-ended questions that invite reflection. Share your thoughts, dreams, and fears. Follow up on previous conversations to show you remember what matters to your partner. Create rituals for connecting, like a weekly walk or coffee date. These practices cultivate an atmosphere where deeper sharing becomes natural rather than forced or awkward. The art of asking better questions. The questions you ask shape the conversations you have. Moving beyond "how was your day" opens the door to more meaningful exchanges and greater understanding. Try questions like, "What made you smile today? What's been on your mind lately that we haven't talked about? How are you feeling about where we are in our relationship? What's something you are looking forward to? When did you feel most connected to me recently?" These questions invite reflection and emotional sharing rather than simple yes/no/or factual responses. Validation, making your partner feel truly heard. Learning how to make your partner feel valued, sometimes with just a single thoughtful sentence, is one of the most powerful communication skills you can develop. Validation communicates that your partner's feelings and experiences matter to you, even when you don't fully understand or agree with them. Validation might sound like, "I can see why you'd feel that way. That sounds really difficult. Your feelings make sense given what you experienced. I appreciate you sharing that with me. I'm trying to understand better. Can you tell me more?" These responses create emotional safety that encourages continued openness and vulnerability. Digital communication in relationships. In today's connected world, a significant portion of relationship communication happens through digital channels. Understanding how to navigate these spaces effectively is increasingly important. Texting and messaging etiquette. Text messages and instant messaging can be convenient but also prone to misinterpretation without the benefit of tone, facial expressions, and body language. To avoid digital miscommunication, avoid having serious conversations exclusively via text. Clarify tone when necessary: "I'm not upset, just curious." Be mindful of response times and communicate expectations. Use emojis and GIFs thoughtfully to add emotional context. Reread important messages before sending to check for potential misinterpretations. Remember that digital communication works best as a supplement to, not a replacement for, in-person conversation. Social media considerations. Social media adds another dimension to relationship communication, creating both opportunities and challenges. Discuss boundaries around what aspects of your relationship to share publicly. Be mindful of how public interactions might affect your partner. Avoid the temptation to use social media for passive-aggressive messages. Consider how time spent on social platforms affects quality time together. Remember that online presentations of other relationships rarely show the full picture. Having explicit conversations about social media expectations can prevent misunderstandings and hurt feelings. Using technology to enhance connection. While digital communication presents challenges, technology can also strengthen your connection when used intentionally. Send spontaneous messages of appreciation throughout the day. Use video calls to maintain connection during physical separation. Share articles, videos, or memes that made you think of your partner. Use shared calendars or apps to coordinate and reduce logistical friction. Create digital rituals, like a good night text when apart or sharing daily highlights. The key is using technology as a tool for connection rather than allowing it to create distance. Growing together through communication. Communication isn't a static skill but an evolving practice that grows and changes with your relationship. Regular check-ins and relationship maintenance. Just as you wouldn't expect a car to run smoothly without regular maintenance, relationships benefit from intentional check-ins. Developing consistent communication practices helps prevent small issues from becoming major problems. Consider implementing weekly State of the Union conversations to discuss what's working and what needs attention. Monthly deeper check-ins about relationship satisfaction and goals. Regular appreciation practices to share what you value about each other. Periodic discussions about how your communication itself is working. Anniversary reflections on growth and changes over the past year. These structured conversations ensure that important relationship matters don't get lost in the busyness of daily life. Adapting communication styles over time. As individuals and relationships evolve, communication needs change too. What worked in your first year together might need adjustment in your fifth or 15th. Relationships go through natural transitions, moving in together, career changes, having children, facing health challenges, each requiring adaptations in how you communicate. To adapt effectively, recognize when existing patterns aren't serving you well. Discuss changing needs explicitly rather than expecting intuitive understanding. Be willing to experiment with new approaches. Acknowledge that adaptation takes time and patience. Celebrate improvements in your communication, however small. This flexibility allows your communication to grow with your relationship rather than becoming rigid or outdated. Seeking outside help when needed. Sometimes couples need professional guidance to break destructive communication patterns or navigate particularly challenging issues. Seeking help is a sign of commitment to the relationship, not weakness or failure. Consider outside support when you find yourselves having the same arguments repeatedly without resolution. Communication has broken down to the point of consistent hostility or withdrawal. One or both partners feel consistently unheard or misunderstood. External stressors have overwhelmed your usual communication resources. You want to strengthen already good communication skills. Couples therapy, relationship workshops, or even reading relationship books together can provide valuable tools and perspectives. Conclusion. Effective communication in romantic relationships isn't a destination but a journey, one that requires continued attention, practice, and care. The skills outlined in this guide take time to develop, and even couples with strong communication have moments of disconnection and misunderstanding. The difference lies in their commitment to reconnect, to learn from miscommunications, and to continually strengthen their communication muscles. Remember that every conversation is an opportunity to deepen understanding and connection, even, perhaps especially, the difficult ones. By prioritizing active listening, creating emotional safety, managing conflict constructively, and regularly checking in on your relationship, you build a communication foundation that can weather challenges and nurture intimacy for years to come. The effort invested in becoming better communicators yields returns in every aspect of your relationship: greater trust, deeper intimacy, more effective problem solving, and the profound joy of being truly known and accepted by your partner. Start where you are, be patient with the process, and celebrate progress along the way. The journey toward better communication is one of the most worthwhile investments you can make in your relationship's future.